Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Wow.
Backing them out.
Woo! Oh, you love Jesus.
Yes.
Praise him. Praise his name. Yeah. Let's praise him.
Oh,
let's
so
worship
much,
him.
Jesus.
Let's give him all the glory that
yes.
we can pour out to him.
Oh,
you are worthy. We owe our lives to
you.
There's nobody like you. The whole earth is filled with your glory. We thank you for your coming. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for life. We thank you for the refreshing waters that roll through our soul and our emotions and help us get on track. The refreshing waters that bring us to the still, quiet place that leads and guides us to the center of your truth. We thank you that you are our Father. We thank you that you are our friend. We thank you that you are our lover. We thank you for the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Oh.
We thank you that you heal by your words.
Yes.
You heal by your presence.
Yes.
We thank you that you are the spirit of truth and there is no lie in you and there
right.
is no lie among you.
Right.
And we thank you that you gave us the Holy Spirit who
yes.
leads and guides us into all truth, always, all the time. Are you struggling, not sure what truth is? Holy Spirit, help me. Show me truth. Show me your
yes,
truth.
Yes.
Open the word, and there it is.
Yeah. Oh!
Drink. If you're looking for a religious sermon, you ain't getting one here. Drink. Drink of his goodness. Drink of his glory. Drink of his presence. It changes you.
That's
it
right.
actually brings you into who he is.
Yes.
He created you in him. And when you drink and commune with him, you are him. In him.
Ho!
Woo! This is about when the religious spirits get a little nervous. If you're feeling a little nervous, it's okay, friend. It's okay. We all come from that place of not sure, right?
Yes. Yep.
What is this holy laughter? What is this tongues? What is this nonsense? They didn't teach me this in church. I'm getting the goosies as I say it.
Oh.
Can you feel the presence? Can you
yes.
feel the love?
Yes.
That is what heals and delivers and sets us free.
Yes.
Let his presence heal you. We've seen it over and over. Creative miracles just happen in his presence. It's not me, it's him.
Right.
Crusty, rusty, drink. Busy, tired, weary, drink. How do you do it? Let's see.
Yes.
Flipping through the word, what do I come across? Oh, as a deer pants for water. I have some good news. During worship, I was taken up in a vision, and I saw a vault in heaven open. And I was like, what are you showing me? And this is what he said. This is for people in here tonight. Who in here is a business owner or an entrepreneur? Stand up. Johnny?
Yeah. I'm included in that?
I've seen your display. Hello.
Okay.
I don't, excuse me, Joel?
Yes?
Are you not going to receive this? Well, I think you're a businessman.
Okay.
Come on. Right. I don't know everybody, but I do know some people. Just looking around, seeing who it is. Guess what God has? I saw this vault open, and this is for entrepreneurs. This is for business owners and anybody who is a freelancer. I saw blueprints being released from heaven. I saw angels being commissioned for the business people, and I saw lots of green grass. I saw fat cows.
Yes.
I saw the invoices paid in full.
Amen.
I saw all the workers, hearts of the Lord, all the people for the hearts of the Lord. I saw no division, no dishonesty.
Hallelujah.
And I saw rockets taking off. I saw jets taking off.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, this is a season for anyone who is believing for a business increase, wondering why they're even in business anymore. Did they miss it? No, you did not.
Hallelujah.
There has been a battle going on, and it's been against his kids, against the entrepreneurs, against the ones that they got the plan from heaven, and they built businesses. And sometimes we end up in the flesh, don't we, business people?
Yes.
Sometimes we end up underneath the taskmaster. I know you know what I'm talking about. But I saw the Lord like washing us clean of the weariness and of the get her done. And I saw like explosions, like wonderful explosions of giftings opening up, new giftings, not new businesses, new giftings in your businesses, new strategies to overcome the obstacles of the plan of the enemy, which is trying to kill, steal, and destroy. So right now, by the Spirit of the living God, I release the storehouses of heaven. I release the vaults, the blueprints, and abundance, and the harvest, and the workers, and the fields. I release it all by the Spirit of the living God, and I say, live! I say, grow! Be prosperous! And I come against any curse, any plan of the enemy which
Amen.
Tried to destroy your
Amen.
Business,
Amen.
Which, by the way, is the Lord's business.
Yep.
You're an agent for him. And I say you're blessed, full of wisdom, full of discernment. I command the bank accounts to be overflowing. I command the customer levels to be more than enough. I pull on the Spirit right now for increase in every business, in every dream of owning a business, in every seed that's been sown regarding business or entrepreneurship. I declare you blessed, blessed, blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, anyone who hears this message, blessed,
yes.
blessed. Yes. This is a living word, alive, blessed. And no weapon formed against you will ever prosper.
Amen.
This is the Lord's work. You're an agent for him. And so I thank you, angels. We send you out. We ask you to guard and protect and equip and encourage every believer in here who is running a business, believing for a business, owns a business, freelance, all of it, Lord. We put no cap on it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
And the Lord is your judge. And he is the supreme judge. Will overturn the verdict of the flesh, the verdict of the world, and the verdict of the devil.
Amen. I see a season changing. And I'm skipping ahead in my sentence. Slow the teleprompter down, please.
Resume.
Season. I think we're there. Well, I'm telling you, the door's opened. I'm telling you, don't miss what the Lord is doing. Don't try to think this through in your head. Because if you're thinking it through, you're in the flesh and you're missing what the Lord is doing. There's so much going on in this room tonight. I asked the Lord if he had a message tonight. And for those of you who know, usually there is not a message. But he actually gave me 2 Timothy tonight. He gave it to me earlier today when I was cutting grass. I was riding the mower. And so I want to read something to you, because the season that we're in, we have to be careful that we are not deceived. And so I'm just going to go to 2 Timothy 2. I'm skipping 1, but I'm going to just jump in on 1 for one awesome verse. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you.
Wow.
And it says through the laying of hands, on of hands. Be careful who let lay hands on you. I'm just going to say that. Okay, going to 2. You therefore, my son, be strong. Now, this is Paul talking to Timothy, okay? Now, Paul, I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Paul was. Paul was Saul, and Saul was persecuting everybody that didn't measure up to his standards. And then one day, y'all have that then one day?
Yeah.
Then one day he met Jesus.
Yeah.
Then one day you met Jesus. And when Saul met Jesus, he was persecuting Christians. He was doing the nasty. He was murdering people. You've been doing the nasty? Ever do the nasty to somebody? Maybe not murder, but, you know, maybe not being nice. So Saul, who was Paul, is probably the rankest sinner of all, and yet God converted him. How did he do it? He had to strike him blind because he was so prideful and saw things in such a way that he couldn't see through the heart of the Father. So he had to have a radical smackdown by the supernatural, Jesus, caused him to go blind. And then, did you have the then? But then? But then, his eyes were open and he could see. Now, I think everybody in here has had a but then, and your eyes are open and you can see. You know, you're anti-Christ, you're against Christ, I got him to do it my own way, this is my way, I'm self-made, blah, 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 or whatever. Maybe you were raised in a great Christian family, but you still had to have an encounter with Jesus, the but then. And when you had the but then, your eyes were open to the goodness of God, that the word of God is true. And he saved you by choice. You had to come to agreement with him. And then your eyes were opened. And so Paul goes away. He goes away. He doesn't go start preaching right away. He goes away because everything he knew has been rocked upside down. And so he goes away. And he spent time in the spirit realm. He spent time asking the questions of his heart. He spent time away from everybody. He didn't want man's opinion because he was full of man's opinion. He was full of religion, and he was full of ideology and thoughts that he knew better. But then the Holy Ghost smackdown happened, and then a little while later, he's away in the desert, so to speak, and he is alone with God. Have you been alone with God? Have you had the but then and then alone with God? I'm encouraging you to go after the alone with God. Continue on with the alone with God, because that's where the revelation comes alive. That's where the one-on-one happens. That's where the wisdom of revelation opens up inside your heart. And so Timothy is his protege, his friend. You know, he's mentored him. He knows the heart of Timothy. He knows the heart of the grandma that was praying for Timothy. And so further on we see, you therefore, my son, he's talking to Timothy, but I'm going to say it to you. So you put your name in here. You therefore, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's a key. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You don't want to hear that, do you? But see, here's the thing. When you are with God, hardship can't hurt you. It strengthens you. It builds you up because the grace of God. Go back to the other page. because the grace that is in Jesus Christ, be strong in that grace. See, there's a difference about being strong in my flesh, and there's a difference about being strong in the grace of God. And I want to talk about that right now, because many of my friends are entrepreneurs. Many are business owners. And you know how to be strong in the strength of yourself. But there's a strength in the Spirit of God. There's a grace that comes. You can tap into that grace and overcome every obstacle and walk in victory all the time. But you have to go away to the desert, so to speak, and spend time with Him instead of tending to the things, the cares, and the responsibilities that come up and seem like they're so urgent that you must deal with them right now. Now, there will be some things that you have to deal with right now, but you'll be able to be so good at listening and speaking. And don't speak until you hear. Don't go by your natural instinct. I'm telling you, there's about to be an explosion of Holy Ghost power into the earth. But guess what? It comes with you. It doesn't happen without you. And so God is training us to rely on the grace of God. A little while ago, you heard me talk about the taskmaster. Some of you in here are driven by the taskmaster. Now, this is for everybody. This isn't just for entrepreneurs. This is for people who work for companies. This is for parents. This is for anybody that has this issue. And I can tell you, I had this issue. I've had to battle that spirit for years. And when I got free, I'm no longer going to go back to that. I will never allow myself to be underneath that again. And it took me a while to break free from that. And so with the taskmaster, here's some common signs. You may not even know. Do you have a list? Always got a list? Fulfilling the list, and then the list keeps growing, and it never ends, and you just feel like you have to get the list done, but the list continues to go. Could there be a spirit behind that driving you to stay under and in bondage instead of coming away to the desert to spend time and commune with your Father? Spending time away. Because when you go to the stream and drink, that's where your refreshment comes from. See, overachievers feel like they'll be refreshed when they achieve, but it never ends and it never stops. It's a false perspective. I see people elbowing each other in here. Go for it. I'm learning to drink from a cup without making noise, so they don't have to edit. But then I say that, and they still got to edit. Sorry. Not sorry. Leave it in. Okay. So with a taskmaster, it's very hard for people that are taskmasters to ever enter a place of rest or stillness. People that are run by the get-her-done type of people, you'd prefer to walk fast or listen to worship music while you're doing something else because you're multitasking. I'm going to tell you something. That's called one foot in and one foot out. One's in the kingdom and one's in the flesh. You're going to stumble. And I say that because God didn't design you to live in the earth. He designed you to rule and reign over the earth. And so I see positions changing in here, and I see people coming out from beneath or underneath that pressure. And how I look at it is it's a wheel, and you're the little rat, what are those things called? Hamster on the wheel. And you see the little food in front of you, and you're constantly going, but you never get to it because the wheel keeps moving, and you just keep on going. And that's a deception. And so for those of you who feel right now prompted that, oh, that might be me, say right now, I'm getting off that wheel. I'm no longer going to play that game. Holy Spirit, I want you to help me.
I want you to help
me. Recognize
the
schemes of the enemy, and the patterns of my flesh, which keep tripping me up. Because I want to drink.
I want to drink
in the rivers,
of God,
in peace.
In peace.
Fully, 100%.
100%.
In rest.
In rest.
Teach me how to rest.
Holy Spirit.
Amen. So there's some of you who are, here's the thing about grace. And I could say this because I mastered, and I had to be careful, because when you learn about the grace of Jesus and how to tap into his grace to do things, it's effortlessly. And there's like a flow that happens. But there's boundaries and there's pathways that we have to stay on. And when we are in his grace, and if somebody pushes against a boundary, and I'll give you an example. I'll just give you the example first, and then I'll teach on it, because some of you are like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So let's just say we all have a house and we have a yard, and there's our house is fenced in, or our property's fenced in, and there's a driveway that comes up the center of the property, and that's where the walkway is. People who violate boundaries will come through the side, jump over the fence, and just come into your house. And they'll want you to do something, and they want you to do it now. And so if you're a people person, or if you have struggled with boundaries and keeping a balance, you'll just let them in, and you'll do it, and you'll make room. And then you may be angry, or you may not be. And what happens is you end up being trained by the people instead of you training the people. That's the front door. You come in this way. And if the door's closed, you have to knock. And so, you know, the Lord really had to challenge me and heal me on this, because I was a people pleaser. And so if somebody needs something, yeah, I'll do it. I'll drop what I'm doing. I'll do it right now. It's hard for me to say no to people, especially when it comes to prayer. Because I know I'm supposed to pray for people. And so, but there's also a front door. You have to knock on the door. You can't just come through my window and say, hey, I need prayer. You know, so there has to be boundaries. And so in my case, when the Lord showed me this, I had, my fences were knocked down. There weren't even fences up anymore. And so I had to reestablish the fence line. Then I had to teach people, that's the front door. That's the way in. Stop coming through my window. And I had to teach people, and then they would challenge me. And so maybe they would push on the fence, and I'd say, no, you have to come. This is the way. You know, I'm sorry. You used to be able to do this, but not anymore. And so once I established the boundaries, people had to come through the front door. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and so,
could you give an example? You know, like someone asking, like prayer? Like just...
Well, okay. So, I could give you an example of 100 things a day. A Facebook Messenger. There's no front door on Facebook Messenger. So I get a lot of messages from people. I need prayer. You know, you want to come do this committee? You want to join this party? You want to? No, I don't. None of it. Okay. I don't. Go to the front door and knock on my door. And if I answer the door, then we'll talk. Okay. Now, this is a parable, obviously. But what I'm saying is, in my old way, I would say yes. Like if somebody said, I need prayer, okay, I'll pray right now. And sometimes I do pray right now. If it's an emergency, I do pray. But some people's emergencies are ingrown toenails, while other people's emergencies is I'm feeling like I want to kill myself. And you have to discern a true emergency from somebody who just wants to be taken care of right now, please. And not even please. And why not? Why can't you take care of me? And then they do a little temper tantrum. And you either respond or you push the barrier back a little. And am I talking to you? Yeah. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had a temper tantrum? I know I have. What do you mean you can't do it for me right now? I've had to learn the same boundaries that I enforce in other people. It's not just me enforcing it. It's two-way. And as we grow in relationship, there should be respect. If I send a text message for, hey, I need, well, gosh, this happens all the time. I need a set done, Kim. Can you do it? I don't expect Kim to drop what she's doing. I expect her to look at the message when she feels like it. Don't even respond. But then there's also people who never respond. And then you wonder if they got the message. You know, so there's a balance. But here's the thing. I don't get emotionally attached to anything. And there's too much emotionally attached to too much stuff. Listen, we're here for one purpose. Does anybody remember what it is? Mm-hmm. Yes?
I'm pointing out.
Okay, and you're pointing up to who?
I'm pointing up to the connection. That's where I'm going.
To Jesus?
Yeah.
So we were created in his image for his good pleasure. Okay? So we need to bring back reality of why we're even here. We're not here to grow businesses, to grow churches, to grow friendships. That's all low stuff. We're here to do the work of the King.
Right.
That's why we're here. And so sometimes we get tripped up and start a committee or have a party, a Tupperware party, hallelujah. And you know, maybe Mary Kay, if you're stretching me. Is that still out there?
Yes. I saw a pink Cadillac the other day.
Yeah. You know, those things are fine. I'm not saying don't do them. But if they're your life, there's something wrong. Because your life source is him.
Right.
It's not the party. It's not the function. It's not being seen by God. It's not the church. It's not the ministry. It's not the musicians. It's him and you. That's, see, we're all going to stand bare naked in front of him and give an account for our lives. Well, I sold the most Mary Kay product. If that's my account, I'm in trouble. You know, whatever it is, or I showed up to work every day. I wasn't sick, you know. What's our account? Did I worship you enough, Father? Did I give you every area of my life? Is there anything I know there is. Is there anything that I did that did not please you? I am so sorry. You know, we need to have this kind of not once a lifetime. This should be a communal thing.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to wait until I get to heaven to find out that I blew it. I know I blow it all the time, but I also know his grace is there for me, and I don't rob his grace or use it as an excuse to sin. I use it to apply liberally to my life so that I can make it through a day. Because without his grace, I'm trash. Without his grace, I have no ability. And I know that. But I remember the day when I didn't know that. I remember when I thought, I'm pretty tough. I can do it. Who's been there? Oh, we're getting honest. Yeah. It's much better to go his way through his grace. But here's what I'm trying to say about that. Be careful with his grace, because those of you who are workaholics or get her done project people, you can ride in his grace and you can apply his grace and it'll be good, but is it of him? Do you know what I'm saying? And so you have to be careful of it's almost like a license. It's not like a license to sin, but it almost is. It's like, you know, I know how to, here's an example. I just went through 2 weeks of crazy busy time. So busy, I can't remember the last time I was this busy, and thank you, Lord, the season's over. But I had to use his grace to get through that. But I had to be careful because I don't want to add any more project into this two-week craziness, because I could add another thing. And then it would be a work of the flesh using grace to get it done. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's in here confused? Be honest.
So is it like his grace, but your will?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's it, Kim. Bing, bing, bing. You get a prize. So the season we're in is really a wonderful season. I feel like there's been a fulfillment. Like I saw a door close, and it's not, I know for me personally, but I feel like it's for the body of Christ. I feel like, you know, I'm not a political person, but I'm seeing, you know, we've been praying and standing and declaring and in faith. And I'm starting to see some fruit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see some fruit.
Yeah.
And it's not that I lose hope. And I'm like, there's some fruit from praying.
Yeah.
And I really feel like anybody who's listening to the doomers and the gloomers that, you know, whatever, I don't even care. Listen, 2 Timothy, be careful what you listen to. Make sure you're lined up in the Word of God. If you have fear, that is not from the Lord. Now, I have experienced holy fear, which is from the Lord, and you want to be under your chair, hiding your face because his presence is so strong. That's a holy fear. The fear of, oh my gosh, the banks are crashing. Oh my gosh, there's no food. Oh my gosh, there's no water. Oh my gosh. Whatever else. Listen, turn that stuff off, because that's seeds that are going in your heart. Listen, faith is what makes things happen in the earth. Faith is a currency. And so if you're dwelling on some weird negative stuff, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to challenge you, why? Are you feeding your emotions for an emotional response because you need a fix? I'm just asking you. Or are you trying to be the expert to warn people? Just asking you. Because both of those will derail your walk in God. Perfect peace, perfect love, cast off fear. Now, Jesus is peace, so I'm going to say perfect peace, cast off fear. If you're in fear, you're not in peace. And if you're in peace, you're in him. And if you're not in peace, you're not in him. Ooh, that's harsh, but it's true. It's a measuring stick through the word of God that you can use. Now, I'm not saying fear won't come on you, but when it does, rebuke it.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to share this crazy, weird story. I didn't think I would share it. I almost don't remember it. It happened last night. But I was sleeping. Okay, so give me some credit. Now, just to give you an idea, I've been going on no sleep for like 2 weeks. And last night I got 13 hours sleep.
Oh,
and I fell asleep on the prayer call. And woke up in time for the ending and then showered and went to bed because it was like 8:30 and I just was like, I need some sleep. It was like a night where I actually could. But here's what happened. I ate dinner late and I had some tacos. I don't eat tacos that often. But I woke up with heartburn, but I was so exhausted. I didn't even want to wake up. I'm like, oh, I have heartburn. So I got up and I went to go get a little baking soda. And as I was walking to the kitchen, I heard the enemy say, "You're having a heart attack."
Oh,
and my arm was numb. My arm was numb because I slept so sound I didn't move. Okay. And he said, "Your arm is numb." And I'm like, you know, first of all, he should know not to mess with me when I'm sleeping because I'm so sleeping, I don't care. But I was like, "The blood of Jesus, get out of here." And I laughed because I thought, you are so stupid. You know, first of all, I'm extremely tired and I don't even want to argue and get out. And so, you know, I did my little baking soda and I fell right back asleep, but I almost forgot about the incident. But I'm challenging you because here's what happens. It happens a lot in the night season for people. I remember the day when the enemy would come at me and torment me. And I would be so tired, you know, because I'm a silent sleeper. I just am. I always have been. I'd be so tired that I would have a hard time maintaining a scripture or pulling a scripture to win in when I was exhausted. And so in the daytime, I would say to the Holy Spirit, "You got to teach me. You got to give me a way to win this battle." So somebody in here struggling with nighttime problems, or I wouldn't be talking about this. And so what he gave me some scriptures to stand on. And so they weren't long, and I don't even remember what they were now, but they were very short that when the enemy came at night, I spoke them, and he had to leave. And then the next night he came again and I spoke it and he had to leave. Now it was up to me to speak it. And he has to obey the word of God. Amen. So I don't know, maybe 3 days was all it took and he left. But my old way, I would let him torment me and I'd roll over and try to go back asleep and fall back asleep. But I'm like, this is not peace. And this is a violation. The devil's not allowed in my house. My house is clean. I've cleaned out. The enemy had to go. And so I had to enforce the victory, and the enemy was picking my vulnerable time.
Right.
That's good.
Because in the daytime, I could quote a scripture and fight a devil any day. And I do it throughout the day. There's lots of witchcraft that gets slung our way, and I'm constantly the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I break those words in the name of Jesus. And so last night when this thing happened, you know, I was like, this happens a lot, I bet, to people. And the natural response of the earthly would be Google what the symptoms are for a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you're awake because you're having a heart attack. Yeah. And then it's like, then the next thing is, do I dial 911?
Right.
And so you've got this fear going on. See, it starts with a dart.
Right.
You're having a heart attack. And then you bite. Oh, I might be having a heart attack. You look it up. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, that's the symptoms. My arm is numb. And then you're like, I better call 911. And then you're thinking, wait, how much does that cost? So then you're like babbling, do I call or do I drive myself or do I wake someone? See how far the dart goes?
Yep.
Just so you know, it's the other arm.
But she doesn't know. He knew she didn't know that.
I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. If you Google it, don't get mad.
Yeah.
I bet you if I would have Googled it, it would have switched. They're both wrong.
I don't know.
Who knows? But you know what? The devils are so dumb. They're just dumb. I can tell you, he's tried other weird stuff with me over the years. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know what that body part is, you know? I'm not looking it up.
That's right.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. Amen. End of story. Amen. I speak life to my body in every cell. End of story. The blood of Jesus washes over me. Dunamis power. You know?
Amen.
Resurrection life. Yeah. And so I'm challenging you to pay attention to those fiery darts that Ephesians talks about. And take them captive. Quench them. Like a think of a match. Take the blood of Jesus and quench it.
I like that.
Put it out. Put it out. Put it out. So, but you got to get the plan from him. And when you do this long enough, it's like, really? Really? That's what you got? You must be new. They must be mad at you because they sent you to my house. Decimated. So we're in a transition. The body of Christ, I can feel it. And I'm so excited. I can see what's happening in the spirit. And I don't want anybody to miss it. There's some people in here, you're too busy. You're too busy. Get your boundaries back. Because listen, the best is right here, now. It's not next week. It's right now, and it's ever increasing. Don't waste what the Lord is giving to his kids, because it's now. He's putting it in now. And I don't know if this is how it's going to be, but when he puts stuff in now, usually it's for later. And don't you want the now for later?
Yeah.
You know, some of you are stockpiling your fridges. Stockpile him. Yeah. Oh, you know, overbuy in him. Get the extra. Store it in him. Because, listen, we see it all throughout the word. Do you remember the No. I'm thinking about the stew, the pot of stew, the last little bit. And the prophet, you know, and he's like, give me your stew. I mean, who does that? Give me the last little bit that you have. You're not taking mine. Cap. That's all I have. Multiply. You know. I'm just telling you, we are in a season of multiplication. And I am believing big. Did I say it? I'm believing big.
Yeah.
I'm believing bigger, bigger, big.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to be believing big.
Yeah.
The world is trying to get us to look in the natural at lack and limitation. I don't live by that system. I refuse to go back into that system. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I got a seat in heaven. And that's where I get my blueprints on how to overcome. And then I speak, declare, and watch what God does. I don't try to fix it in the natural. You know, I had to hire some people because my good friends were all busy, my usual crew. And so I had to do like a Facebook help me. I need some helpers. And guess who God sent me? Emmanuel. And what a blessing was him and his crew. And I'm telling you, it's never about me. It's always about him. They got to watch supernatural stuff happen. They got to be witness to, not are you born again, but look at the kingdom of God and what happens. You know, I love getting people saved, but I want them to see everything. The goodness of God, the multiplication, the manifestations, the healings. Control over weather. These guys were storm watchers. Tornado coming our way. They're calling that thing in. And I'm watching it, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's coming towards my house. And it starts to take some trees out. I'm like, the blood of Jesus. I command that storm to go in the name of Jesus. You will do no damage to my trees, no damage to my neighborhood. And I'm speaking like this, and they're seeing little meek Lori. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost is rolling out of her, and the storm took off.
Amen.
Just saying. See, we're examples.
Yep.
We're representatives. And I'm telling you, the best is here now. I'm not saying yet to come. It's here now.
Amen.
Yet to come is junk. I want now.
Right.
I'm in the now. I'm not in yet to come. I'm in now. I'm not in past. I'm in yet now.
That's right.
Now. And I'm telling you, we are, I can't get off this. We are positioned like ripe fruit to be squeezed and applied liberally wherever he chooses.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Lori Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.